stupid things to start the meeting, like.
I've got 5 o'clock.
Dave says we're live, Liz, so be careful what you say.
Are we ready? Call to order Board of Works for June the 10th. Motion through the minutes from the May 28th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. City Department Head Reports.
Full house today.
I was gonna wait.
Hurry, Danny.
City Cemetery, Danny Wilson. We've had 7 funeral services so far this month, and everything's okay. Didn't get beat up or anything over Memorial Day, so it was a good time. Thank you.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. We've had 83 violations, 12 junk, 17 grass bills. Also, Elite Environmental has started removal of asbestos on the 3 houses that are on the demolition list.
Okay.
And they ought to be sometime this week to start on the second one. So they have to wait the 10-day waiting period. So
great.
We're going to get that done, then we'll put it up for bids.
Okay. Great. All right. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks.
He's smiling.
Bryce Street Department. We've finished our big item cleanup, spring cleanup, what do you want to call it, 3 weeks after the due date. But we've got it finished, and now we got like 8,000 limb pickups to do. And just for the record, the compost site was closed over the weekend simply because WEP Asphalt had it closed to pave out there on the county side.
Right.
So they had that closed.
Yeah.
Probably had a lot of phone calls, so that's the reason.
I'm sure.
How many large item calls did you get?
Well, you know, we picked them up till this afternoon, so we didn't get all the, probably close to 1,000.
Yeah, thanks, Bryce. Yeah.
John Sprague, City Engineer. Been working on getting paving estimates together. Got a lot of stuff measured up in the last couple weeks, getting numbers put together. Been fielding calls from developers, residents about various drainage issues, things of that nature. I refer to it as putting out fires, things that aren't necessarily on my schedule, but they pop up and I gotta take care of them. And then latest thing on my plate is working on getting the city signed up with Indiana 811 locate services. We don't have our city-owned lights and traffic items registered with this program, so working to get that together as possible so that we are part of the locate services for those facilities.
Thanks, Sean.
Dusty brought crib notes tonight.
Yeah. Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are currently at 4,660 calls. We do report that Michael Caswell did have his last day on duty. He is now an employee of the Indiana Department of Conservation. Jonathan O'Brien graduated from the Evansville Police Academy. He is out in the car now finishing up field training, so we're excited about that. Our other two rookies, Lucas Wallace and Jordan Christie, they are looking to start the academy on July the 15th. And I would respectfully ask to refill Mr. Caswell's vacancy.
Okay, yeah, start the process, whatever you've got to do.
Okay, thank you.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 1,134 runs. We have had a little pickup in our fire activity, and I do have 2 men off with some medical conditions. Got through the rendezvous, Red Skelton Week, Military Museum. Everything seemed to go pretty well.
Lost the bathtub race.
We still race city police. I have to give one shot. Those county guys finally got us. We were really just tired of winning, and we felt like it was time to give them a shot.
Yeah.
And they were. It's. I tell you what. All joking aside, we work in some very stressful situations. It's nice to have a good, clean, fun competition for a change.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
Camaraderie.
Right.
So now we're gearing up for the 4th of July. We had UL testing in. Our Tower 1 is passed and certified, which they test our aerial apparatus, and our ladder truck had a couple of small issues. I'm in the process of getting repaired so that we get it certified also by Underwriter Laboratories.
Okay. Gordon?
Steve Beeman, Vincent Sparks. Last weekend we had a customer appreciation day at Rural King. They allowed us to do Goodwill donations for the pool. We raised $370. We received a TMMI grant from Toyota for $4,000. We were just notified this weekend, the 15th, with Better Business Forms, Shredding and Storage Unlimited in Knox County Solid Waste is a fundraiser out at Greg Park for shredding documents. So if you have any old files, paperwork, pictures of your ex, whatever you want, you can bring them out to the open air shelter from 10 to 2, and it's a Goodwill donation for that. June 20th, we're working with the fire department from 1 to 3 at Chicago Park and WFML. We are going to have a fun in the sun water day. We purchased a
solar nozzle.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
It's bins and water chutes, and we're going to have a slip and slide out there. We're planning on a couple more. We've got one with WZDM, I think, July 11th, and then we're going to work with Dusty and the police department, the kids' night out in August, and try and do something with that also. With the pool, Mr. Rolligan, with the pool. last Tuesday, the RFPs were due. We got those in. Andy Mizak has been going over them, sent a letter out to the companies. We are meeting tomorrow evening, the technical review committee, at 4, 5, and 6 to do interviews with each of these companies. What will happen then is next Tuesday, I believe the 18th, the TRC will get together again and score the results of the bid or of the RFPs. Wednesday the 19th is our board meeting. We have the sealed, or Mr. Mizak has the sealed bids. They will be opened by my board at that time, and they'll compare the prices to the scores. And at that time, a contractor will be picked on the 19th.
Great.
And then we have it set up to where it doesn't have to necessarily be the lowest bid. We wanted to make sure that we gave ourselves some leeway that in case the bid came in like a million and a half lower, that we didn't get quality work. And I think that's it.
Okay. Great. Exciting times.
Carrie Barmas, Animal Shelter. Getting a lot of kittens in, even though we had the article in the paper. I don't know if you caught that or not. What they're doing is just dumping them. We've gotten 18 kittens in the last week or two, and 3 mom cats with them. 15 dogs have been brought in. We do have 7 new volunteers. 2 of the dogs have been reclaimed. 8 cats have been adopted, and 10 dogs, 1 surrendered. 21 have gone out, and 36 have come in. So it's the season. We've still got some, we're handling it. We're separating all the kittens, so we try to not get the FIP running through there and knocking the whole population out. And so far, we've had enough cages to separate all the litters. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Terry. Moving on, we have no old business, so we'll move to new business. First up is crossing Washington Avenue into Greg Park, Kenzie Whitaker. You should have a letter in your packet. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Come to the microphone and state your name.
Okay.
I'm Kinsey Whitaker, and I've been a resident here for approximately 5 years. During that time, I very much enjoy utilizing Gregg Park, but unfortunately, the location of it, I feel, you know, it's rather high traffic. As I'm trying to cross the street across Washington Avenue, I'm often waiting for a long time, which isn't necessarily a problem, but it is a problem when I see that, you know, it's safe to cross, so you start to cross, and then here comes traffic that is speeding through. Or somebody may turn onto the road just a block over, which doesn't give you much time to cross. I feel part of the issue is that as you are driving on Washington, what I believe would be south, towards Old Washington School, I don't believe that the speed is 20 until you're actually closer to the school, but as you're traveling the other direction, it's posted 20. So I would guess that people drive 35 miles an hour through there, just because when I drive through there, I have a train of traffic behind me. So, and I feel that...
You're the one.
Yeah. I'm very happy to have the Rainbow Beach being renovated, and it's great for the community, great for the children, but that's also going to bring more traffic to the area and more kiddos trying to cross the street by themselves.
Right.
So I'm not sure what the answer is, but...
Well, I've talked with the city engineer, and he's getting with the head of the street department to see about putting in crosswalks and signage for, you know, to alert the drivers that there's pedestrian traffic ahead. And
I just...
So.
Think that people always realize how fast they're going, but you know, when I have a little baby, but when I'm trying to cross the road, and you have to run across the road.
Yeah, we appreciate your letter, and I know several of us responded to you, did it seem to be noteworthy? And I think, you know, with the First Christian Church taking over that, you know, it's going to be a daycare there. There's for lots of reasons. There's reasons to be a little more conscientious about that intersection. So yeah, we'll move forward in doing some things. So
okay, thank you very much.
By the way, now that at about the 5 year mark, you realize that nobody uses north, south, east, and west in Vincennes because we're a river town, and it means nothing to people.
Yeah.
You say, "I'm going south."
I was trying to figure which would that be. So, okay,
thank you.
Okay, next up is Good Samaritan Hospital, Community Breast Cancer Awareness Event. Rourke.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Rourke, and I'm with the Good Samaritan Physician Network and the Breast Cancer Center at the hospital. In previous years, the Breast Center has hosted an event at the hospital that has been invite only, and it's been to raise awareness for breast cancer and like that in our community. The reason that it was invite-only is for space and like that. This year, with the support of Dr. Maddock and Dr. Purdom, both of the breast surgeons at the hospital, we would like to expand this to be a community-wide event. So the idea is, and we've seen this happen in Evansville and like that, and partnering with the Susan Komen Foundation, is to have an event that's called Brawls Across the Wabash. So essentially what we would be doing is we would have Patrick Henry Square, we would have vendors and different family-focused things there, as well as speakers that from Komen, Mr. McClinn at the hospital wants to speak and like that. But also the bigger focus will be on actually getting broad donations over the next few months that will then be strung across the bridge, just to kind of like almost like a shock awareness of breast cancer and what services we have at the hospital and like that. Once this event is done, then those brawls would be donated to a women's shelter. We understand that there's not one here in Vincennes, but the closest one we think is in Evansville. So
correct.
We would probably donate to Evansville and probably several others. Most of the time you get 3,000 to 4,000 brawls donated, so that's not really something that one shelter can handle at one time. But it's just an event that would require closing down some streets possibly, And so we already have permission from Frank Doofman to use Patrick Henry Square, but now we're just kind of going through the necessary to be able to use the bridge and like that.
So we don't control the bridge.
The bridge is NDOT.
Well, but what
it's a bi-state authority.
Right. So what we need for NDOT and like that is actually a letter from Mayor Yoakum stating that essentially that you support us.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
I've been working real hard to be politically correct here. And
yes.
Okay. So if NDOT, it's bi-state authority, right?
It's not the bi-state authority, which runs the airport.
Right.
Indiana, it's
both. Okay.
I know the.
So with the fireworks, who do we get through?
Indiana Department or NDOT here.
NDOT does that for the. Okay.
Right, right. So we would have to work with NDOT and then the Illinois side as well, since it would affect both sides.
And you'd be hanging them from both sides of the bridge or one side, or you know what the.
That's something that we're trying to figure out is the best way to hang those. We've even thought of as far as if we had fire trucks on either side and then they could just kind of be raised up and then lowered. That's something that we're slowly trying to figure out.
Okay.
How long would they be there?
Yeah, I mean, what length of time would you actually have things on display? Because, I mean, we don't.
I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of collisions on.
Well, so as far as having the bridge closed down at any point, mm-hmm. that would be a very brief amount of time.
Okay.
Because of what is wanted is to do sort of a survivor's walk just across the bridge and then okay. back. So that would be the only time that the bridge would actually be closed down.
So that the hanging of the bras would not
affect
interfere
traffic.
With traffic.
Right. Correct.
It would just be on one side or the other.
Correct.
Or both, so. Okay.
And then from us, you need to probably close the streets around Patrick Henry.
I believe it would just be First Street. Obviously, Second Street should be
so
just
when,
fine.
So when is the event? In September. Okay.
September. We actually had September 7th on there, but
right.
It will now be September 21st.
Okay.
Just to kind of give us some more time to plan.
Yeah, I mean, closer to the time, if you give us the specific street that you need to close, you know, have closed,
right.
and that way you can make a decision about that.
And we are able. I talked with Gerald Waldrop today, and any certificate of liability insurance or anything right. like that, we have that taken
right.
care of.
Okay. So I guess what we're being asked for today is a letter of support. To
of support, that's
office
correct.
To
right.
project and to that we endorse the hanging of bras across the Wabash.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
and this is something that moving forward, obviously, this would be the first event, but we would like to do this annually just to, you know, we do have the Relay for Life, but there's no community wide just focusing on breast cancer.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that the Board of Works and the mayor support write a letter of support for the Chain of Hope Bras Across the Wabash River event for September 21st in order to get the aforementioned bridge closing and use of the bridge for this activity.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks.
I thought we did. We behaved ourselves pretty well. I thought. Yeah.
Okay. Next is Salvation Army bucket.
So I mean, do you need? You guys need? No pun intended. But I mean, do you need bras? I mean, if they,
I don't need any bras.
we can't send them on planes, though. You know, you never know.
I might get in the newspaper about that. We won't get into any more.
Evening, Major Tim.
How are you?
Good.
I'm Tim Wilson with the Salvation Army here in Knox County, and you have my letter there asking permission to do a Bucket Brigade collection. I don't know if you have a better name for that because the last mayor, that's
good,
what he
right?
came up with, is Bucket Brigade. So
right. And we get
blocking. That was
actually next to 5K races and hanging banners, Bucket Brigades are number 3 on our list. So that's we get a lot of requests for this. So 9 to 4 on July 19th and 20th.
Yes.
Okay.
And we might not be out there all those hours if it starts slowing down or starts getting to be a problem, we get out of
there. But you know the drill about the vests and
yes, we do have the vests there. People know when they go out there, they have to have those on, keep them safe.
Is there anything you need?
I always have my hat on in case they want to run out.
Yeah, you have some sort of statement of insurance, Tim, for your...
I didn't get that for you this time, but I can. I can get it.
Yeah, you need to get that to Dan.
That one.
Right. I thought maybe he was blessing you there. Okay.
Yes, I don't have that. I could get that within the next week or so.
Right. So pending the receipt of the aforementioned insurance requirement, I'll make a motion that we approve Bucket Brigade at 15th and a half in Hart for July 19th and 20th from approximately 9 to 4.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks. Next is 5th Street Traffic Concern, Mark Melchin.
Evening, I'm Mark Melchin. I'm here out of concern for the traffic that flows down 5th Street. I've been here before a couple years ago, the same situation, and I believe it was thrown at Officer Groves to do some kind of a survey or investigate. I never heard anything more about it. So it's been a couple years, it's still got the same problem. We've got a 4-block stretch that runs from College Avenue to Hart Street. It's a one-way, it's a shortcut. Not only is there residential traffic, but it's a quick way to kind of bypass some traffic on 6th Street, and we get a lot of that. A lot of it going the wrong direction too, actually. But what I'd like to see is I propose that the stop sign be placed right out in front of Mr. Bailey's house. Actually, he's back here in support of that, at the corner to stop it 2 blocks into. Traffic runs more than 30 miles an hour there. I won't say that everybody breaks the law, but a lot of people do. When I play out in front of the house with my two kids, we play ball. There's my son and daughter over there. The ball goes out in the street inevitably. And there's always that tense situation sometimes where, you know, you've trained them over the years to be careful, you've yelled at them, we've been over and over, but still there's that risk. And I've seen him dodge out. The way cars are parked, they can duck between the cars, go out after a ball. And in my feeling, I just believe that it's an accident waiting to happen. I think it could be remedied with a simple stop sign. People knew they had to stop there, that would have put a brake, and they could start back up. As it is, they just kind of beeline it down Hart Street, take her left or right. So anyway, I just ask that you would consider that and possibly even a children at play sign that would kind of help alert motorists that there are children on the block. My neighbor here brought his grandson. He's a twin. There's two girls that live in that house, my two kids. There's probably a total of about 12 kids that live right around that Scott Street end. I'm just asking police to give it a little bit more concern, consideration there, and that we can come up with something to make our block a little.
Dusty, can you look into checking traffic down there? And
sure, I can definitely attest that there is a lot of traffic on Fifth Street in that area. I mean, especially people with Walgreens Pharmacy taking over the extra business whenever Northside closed.
No, we could for sure put up the children at play signs, and then we'll look at the, I don't think stop signs are typically put in place to control traffic for speed.
There was an accident there not too long ago.
Complaints we get, we have stop signs, and then people see that there's no cross traffic, run through the stop sign.
Right.
They just kind of tap the brakes. We have people in here asking that by the old middle school.
Right. No parking, oh yeah, that block before that, right?
It used to go through those stop signs.
Right. Solution.
Well, I don't know what there's. I don't think there's a posted speed limit, but I know there's 20 miles an hour other places in town, and I think.
Is there a posted? Where's Steve? I mean, Bryce, do you know that?
Maybe is there a posted sign? I mean, I mean, Dusty, would that be worth doing or not? Posting a speed sign, say, out of like right past Walgreens parking lot.
I would have to look to see if there is one in fact posted there. I can't think off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think if we did the speed sign and a children at play sign, that might be a first step, and then we can kind of monitor that situation and see if that helps. Does that sound all right? So I'll make a motion for the chief to assess the traffic on that street, to post a speed sign if missing, and post a children at play sign.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote, Mark. I'm sorry.
While we're on signs, that they have a crosswalk sign behind the PE building at VU. It's got LED lights around it and stuff. It's kind of a neon orange. Uh-huh. Check that one out. Maybe think about that over on Washington Avenue. Yeah. That'd be a good
one. Right outside your window, Jack. Would you like that? Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay. Next is contract for River Road sewer line replacement. Actually, the next two are contracts for the one for replacing the line and one's for grouting the old line.
Matt Sword, Southern Indiana Development Commission. And I'm here pretty much on behalf of Midwestern Engineers, the engineer on the project, Brian Bullock. And this project was funded in part with OCRA grant funds, Office of Community and Rural Affairs, $500,000 in grant funds. We've bid the project out, two separate bids for the grouting and also for the replacement of the sewer line. And we've got the contracts here to award tonight. The first contract is to, Wabash Utilities. And this is for the replacement of the sewer main along River Road for $582,545.75.
Doesn't involve the Rendezvous property, does it? Doesn't involve the Rendezvous property, does it?
We relocated the gas line to the Rendezvous.
Thank you very much.
And then the second one is the grouting of the existing sewer line. And then that one would be to Temple and Temple Excavating. And that's in the amount of $51,000. So total project cost is $633,545.75. Our budget, actually, when we put the project in, I believe for construction was $649,000. So it did come in under budget.
Under budget, okay. Yeah. So do we need separate bids, separate motions on those, or we can do that as one motion? All right, so we'll make a motion to approve the... Go ahead, Mark.
I would say it probably be best to, since they're two separate contractors, to go ahead and award them separately.
Okay. All right. So
do I need to abstain on that vote since my wife works one of the companies? Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right.
And you'd mentioned that these were actually opened at a utility service board meeting and that this were the lowest bids, and that's what's being brought to this board.
Right. So the engineer, I believe your attorney, reviewed them and gave Kirk the authority to make the recommendation to the city or Board of Public
Works.
Okay.
So I'll make the first motion will be to approve the contract for the River Road sewer line replacement as recommended by Mr. Sword and Mr. Bushy to Wabash Utilities in the amount of $582,545.75.
And I will second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the second motion will be for the approval of the contract for River Road sewer line grouting, recommended by Mr. Sword and the Utility Services Board and Mr. Bushy. And that is to which company then?
Temple and Temple Excavating.
Temple and Temple Excavation. And where's the amount of that?
$51,000
flat. $51,000.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
I do have two copies of each. There is one's a notice of award that would just be signed by the mayor. And then I'm a little confused here. On the contract, it has the owner, City of Vincennes, but it has David Culp, clerk treasurer. Is he the one that normally would sign that, or does the mayor sign? Okay, and then there's an attest, so I'm wondering if maybe that's what that was supposed to be. But
yeah.
Okay. And I guess we can do that after the meeting then?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
If Dave Culper here.
He's right. Not here, so.
Is he going to be here for the next meeting, or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'll be back by then.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, oh, I meant for your, okay, it's not a big deal. We can deal with it later.
All right, you're okay with that time-wise, Kirk? Yeah. Matt, you're all right? Okay. Thanks, okay. Gentlemen.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for your work, Matt. Yeah. So okay. I'm kind of bored silly here. You know, we've had bras. We've had children getting run over by cars. Now we got Dwayne up here about welcome back, BU students. I mean, you have to set the banner on fire or something.
I'm representing the clowns today. Dwayne Chapman, representing the university today. Fall semester classes begin August 19th, and with that in mind, the university would like to place banners on College Avenue and Hart Street, just welcome students.
Seems like a noble idea.
And I think we'd like the dates August 12th through 30th, the week before classes start, going through the first week of classes.
You're okay with both those locations for those dates, August 12th through the 30th? Okay. Feeling some arm twisting from Councilman Chapman. make a motion to welcome back the VU students by banners on College and Hart from the dates of 8/12 through 8/30.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Thanks. And we have nothing under miscellaneous, so.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.